Today is October 16th, 2013. I'm Ashley A. Knapp of ashleyanapp.com. I'm a writing and arts student. Today I had one of my full days. We started out by being in science fiction and philosophy and discussing the second quarter of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. We discussed Victor Frankenstein's tendencies towards narcissism, self-interest, egomania. We discussed these and how he always puts his own feelings first before anyone else's. He doesn't take responsibility for his decisions or his creation. And how he is so irrational that upon seeing his own monster, he tries to beat him up despite knowing and being told by the monster, "Wait, I am like 8 feet tall and way stronger than you." Ineffectually trying to beat it until the monster calms him down. Then in art history, we talked about Venetian art, which is a movement that came after the High Northern Renaissance, High Italian Renaissance, and Mannerism. Venetian art happened in Venice, and Venice was characterized as the number one port and trade city of this era, and by its high life of luxury and materialism. Venetian art has a lot in common with High Renaissance art, except it has a cool blue and green colors because all the water in Venice, for those of you guys that forgot, Venice is a city with all the gondolas and the waterways instead of streets. It also tends to have... We also discussed the effects of the Counter-Reformation on art of this period, which set up four rules that art related to religious instruction must follow. One of them was clear composition. The other one was theological adherence to the narrative. A third one was morally straight. And the fourth one was... I don't remember. So I've got to study that a little bit more. And then in drawing, we did some more gestures. Some more nude figure drawings. This time doing three seated poses on one sheet of paper. I did mine in ink and pencil to get everything set out, and then next week we'll be working on it for another 2.5 hours, and I'm going to start blocking it in with ink. I'm really behind on updating my figures blog. I'm going to work on that. I got a bunch of stuff due this week, and then I got to finish that freelance stuff, and after then I'll probably go through and put all my... The reason I'm getting behind on the figures blog is because I've got to watermark everything before I upload it. I mean, I don't have to, but it doesn't do me any good for advertising to put something on Tumblr without me watermarking it. On DA, what they do is they put my name in all the file names, so if someone on DA takes that file and downloads it onto their home computer, no matter how many times they download it, they'll have my name on it. But on Tumblr, they give everything these crazy names, or it doesn't automatically name it, so my photo might have a different name, so it doesn't help me any in promoting my brand. And if it's not helping me promote my brand, then when am I uploading it? You know, even just if I'm uploading it for my own memories or posterity, or in case something happens to the originals, I really would prefer it if my name was attached to them, just so I could find it easier. So I'm behind on that, but it was fun doing the gestures today. Tomorrow I have my anatomy for the artist midterm, plus turning in a portfolio of 10 skeleton drawings. I have almost all of them done. I've been working on them gradually, not as much as I should have during the year because of the attacks of the ennui, but I did almost all of them, so I got 6 hours tomorrow to finish it up. Maybe I'll get in an episode of Sleepy Hollow while I'm doing that. And then I'm doing pretty good on the test. I didn't start studying until this week, but it turns out the bones are actually named pretty logically, so I pretty much learned the names of all the major ones that we needed to know for the test. And I've been trying to do the SRS for the harder stuff to remember, like the number of vertebrae, ribs, and what category they're in. But if that stuff is inherently illogical, then it's harder for me to memorize, unlike the really systematic naming of the bones. So we'll see how I do on that tomorrow, whether I do well or poorly. I'm hoping to get some money out of the bank and go see Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, because the first one was hilarious. So to recover from maybe my despair if I don't do as well as planned. All right, thank you for listening. Bye.